Hello, and thanks for your call to Daily Inspiration today.
This is Brother Jeff, encouraging you to be thankful today. So this is the day that we often call Thanksgiving. A Christian should not just thank God for one day of the year, but he should be the most thankful man in the neighborhood, in the whole county, in the whole world. A Christian should be exalting and thanking God all the time. I want to read a couple of Psalms for us to remind us what the scriptures say about this. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endureth to all generations. That was Psalm 100. Now we'll go to Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great king above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath, they should not enter into my rest. I'm convinced that the cure to unthankfulness and ingratitude is thankfulness. You know, it is a choice to say thank you. It is a choice to lift up your voice and realize that it is not you that have done anything, but it is God that has given you mercy and help to get anything you have, and that we should remember that he opens his hand and satisfies every living thing's need and hunger. Even the young ravens cry to him, and he feeds them. God is good. His mercy is good. And you should be thankful to God. And if you're not thankful, your heart will get hard. Romans 1 said, neither were they thankful, but they became vain in their imaginations. We need to be a thankful people. And if your heart's not thankful, and you don't find thankfulness just burning in your heart, then you need to just start speaking it with your mouth and exercising a physical will to say, I'm thankful. Thank you, God. Thank you, whoever helps you. And I believe you can work that thankfulness into your heart eventually. Because if you don't realize that God is good and he has given you what you have, you're doomed, my friend. We need to be thankful. We should be praising God. Look at what it says, making noise, joyful noises, singing. And we should be excited. There should be exuberance and enthusiasm in our thankfulness. Maybe you should pray this prayer. Oh God, help me to be truly thankful. Search me, God, and help me to be thankful. Help me to count my blessing. Jesus is the reason you should be thankful. You and I deserve hell. We deserve to be thrown away and destroyed in hell, but God was merciful. Be thankful for that. We don't deserve what we have. We don't deserve anything but hell, and we should be thankful. Look at what it said there in Psalm 100 I read a while ago. It says that you should be joyful. You should be thankful. You should be praising. You should be blessing. That's what we need to be doing. Enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Thanksgiving and praise go together. Be thankful and bless his name. Bless the name of God. It's worthy to bless. Bless that name. The Bible said we should bless and curse not. And you can serve the Lord with gladness. You can remember he's good, that his mercy is good, and it lasts forever, and that it's truth. Have you ever just stopped to thank God for everything you've got? He is good. Be thankful today, and may your thankfulness be so powerful and sincere and authentic that it rubs off on somebody else.